This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, June 1, 2022, The Memorial of St. Justin Martyr, by Father William Doc Holliday.
You're all the salt of the earth. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're salt, supposed to be salt. The earth, we're good for nothing if we're not be trodden underfoot of men. You see that happening in our day. We are being trodden under the foot of men. The church is. We can help that by being what we're supposed to be. I say all the time that this starts within us as individuals, and when we start as individuals, we will strengthen ourselves, and we will then consequently become a stronger parish, and stronger parishes will mean a stronger church that will be salt and light in this world. This world does not get us. They don't understand us. They shouldn't. This sets a stage for this Sunday's homily on Pentecost. The Holy Spirit makes all the difference in the world for us. The Holy Spirit, the message of the risen Christ, this one who was crucified, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven. This message is foolishness to those who are perishing, but the very revelation of God to those who are being saved. A stark contrast, foolishness to the revelation of the divinity himself. Why don't people get us? Is because they don't have the Holy Spirit. You do. This is not triumphalism. We are supposed to be sharing that with other people, and we do that by being the salt of the world. If we're not the salt, they don't receive the Holy Spirit, and it becomes triumphalism, sort of the haves and the have-nots. I wish it was that simple, but it's seeming like in a lot of places the communication is not even, we're not even the haves. There's no way to present it that everybody has this egalitarian nonsense that you hear. That's not what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be getting better. We should never be stagnant. We're supposed to be getting better. We have to desire with all our being. This is what Jesus did, desire the betterment of others. That's why he hung on the cross for us. They don't understand that. We have to understand. We have to understand that they don't understand it. They don't get it. We have to do everything that we possibly can to make them get it. St. Thomas Aquinas says this, I quote, "Men are accustomed to regard as foolishness whatever surpasses their understanding." This is human nature. It's human nature that if I don't understand it, well, it must not be true, because, again, this natural mindset of if I don't know it, it couldn't possibly be anything that important. Or if I don't know about it and somebody else tells me about it, that's not right because I don't understand it that way. Or I've never heard that, but how often do you hear that? Particularly you start hanging around here. You know, you talk to your friends. All day. Why do you go to Incarnation? Well, this, that, the other. I've never heard that before. I've never seen that before. Yeah, a lot of that going around now. This is a reality of things. God, he understands what St. Thomas said, that we're accustomed to regard as foolishness whatever we don't understand. But he does his utmost to, as it says in verse 19 of the first reading today from Corinthians, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the prudence of the prudent I will reject." And this is the way God works. This isn't 1 Corinthians, St. Paul, and the Holy Spirit just come up with this idea of the wise and the prudent. St. Paul is quoting Isaiah chapter 29 right there. Isaiah, in his context, in history, he is sharing when Israel is being invaded again, and as they're being invaded, as the invasion is imminent, a lot of people in Israel make an alliance with the Egyptians. They're powerful. They're more powerful than the people who are going to invade us. Make an alliance with them. And the prophet tells the king that God says, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, those who think to make an alliance." And I will, the prudence of the prudent, I will reject. And guess what? They don't make an alliance and God gives them the victory. This is the reality of the way God works. He rejects the wisdom of the wise. That is our wisdom and who we consider wise. God has always worked that way. He's always worked that way. He worked that way then, the Old Testament and Isaiah. He works that way through Jesus Christ. God Almighty himself comes and clothes himself with flesh and dwells among us, comes to live and teach us. This is, this is God's presence in this world. God had up to that time, people use the Old Testament. God has never in times shown himself in any similitude, old version. He's never shown himself to anybody. He did in Bethlehem. He showed himself to us personally, clothed with flesh, teaching us. And the wise of his day did what? To God. Hung him on a cross. They were wise. Their wisdom was put to naught because he rose from the dead and he ascended into heaven, back where he came from initially. He proved who he was. But the wise and the prudent, they, again, were the ones who crucified him. That's what the gospel is. The gospel is shocking to those who think they're wise, who think they're prudent in their religious beliefs. The gospel shocks the Jews. It shocks their nationalism. We're Jews. We're the chosen people of God. Took us out of the land of Egypt, gave us the law. We have the prophets. We're good. No, you're not. You weren't back then. You're not now. That's, again, all this stuff that you hear about, oh, you're children of Abraham, you're okay. Wrong. You need to embrace Jesus Christ. Okay? The gospel shocks Jewish nationalism. It pulls the rug out from under Greek intellectualism. Christ crucified. To the intellectual, the fact that to the concept of God coming to earth, for one thing, is foolishness. But then he would let people hang him on a cross. That's even more foolish. And then this nonsense about somebody coming back from the dead, that's just the icing on the cake of foolishness. That's how the intellectual person looks at things. That's your friends who you read in the newspapers, everything, and how dull and dim-witted we are for believing what we believe. Intellectuals, that's bad enough that they think it's foolishness, but Christ crucified is an absolute revulsion to those who consider themselves religious. They're repulsed by the whole concept. They are offended by it. This is why Jews so aggressively try to contradict the scriptures. This is why Islam, Jesus was a prophet, but he wasn't God. You read the Quran. I mean, it's interjected there time and time again. God doesn't have a son and you don't need a savior. Very religious book, but denying every essential that gets you into heaven. This is real because religious people are repulsed by the gospel when they have a religion that they've made up in their own mind as opposed to the religion that God revealed to them. This is why St. Paul says, but unto them that are called, that's us. We are called. Everybody is called. It is universal call to holiness. It's not about we're called, they weren't. That's very Presbyterian, very Calvinistic, the frozen chosen, okay, the elect, the predestined. Election and predestination are a part of our faith. That if you approach them with an imbalance, there is a significant problem. They can actually be soul destroying. If you think that that's Jewish nationalism revisited. We're okay because we're Presbyterians and we're the elect. No, you're not. You're good if you embrace our Lord Jesus Christ and his cross. Okay. I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying that has to be the foundation, not the fact that you're elect, just like the Jew. Don't consider your ethnicity your ticket to heaven. Doesn't work that way. In Christ Jesus, this one who died, this one who was resurrected, this one who ascended into heaven, this Christ Jesus, through him, God reveals his wisdom and his saving acts. But you need to see them. This is our cooperation with His grace. We are indeed called, but we have to cooperate with that call. And he said, it's a universal call. It's to everybody. It's to the rank pagan. It's to the Jew. It's to the Muslim. Okay, it's to everybody. We have to cooperate with those graces. This is the reality of God's presentation of Himself to us, not just in the flesh, in Jesus Christ, but in His message also. Remember, He is the living Word of God. He is the one through whom God communicates Himself. And, well, who can you tell is called and who's got... The ones who don't look at this as foolishness. The ones who believe that the Eucharist is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ Himself. The same flesh that hung on the cross, the same flesh that was in Bethlehem, the same flesh that the Blessed Virgin Mary held in her arms. That's the same flesh that we take within ourselves in the Eucharist. That's the reality of our faith, but it sounds like idiocy to those people out there. It sounds like idiocy to Protestants. This is problematic, to say the least. We can tell by the change in our life. In my homily of last Sunday, talk about St. Stephen. Nobody does that stuff. Nobody lets people kill them with rocks and says, Father, hold not this sin to their charge. People don't do that. It's not natural. Right. It's supernatural. Priest, they shouldn't be celibate. That's not natural. You're absolutely correct. It's supernatural. God works supernaturally. Today's memorial, St. Justin Martyr, just a couple generations after our Lord had ascended into heaven. Okay, just a couple. People are getting themselves into hot water, to say the least, of presenting the gospel as St. Justin Martyr did. But he takes his marching orders from St. Stephen. Old man, you and your students, you better sacrifice to the gods. Because if you don't, you don't know the torments that you're going to endure. And then we're going to cut your head off. The natural man does what? Where's that incense? Let me pinch some to the gods. Because, heck, man, people don't want to deal with stuff if they just get their feathers ruffled a little bit, much less getting beat and then get your head cut off. What's St. Justin Martyr's response to those who threaten him with a... And this guy's in his 90s. Threaten him with a beating and then get your head cut off. What's his response? That's our desire, to be tortured for our Lord Jesus Christ. And so to be saved, for that will give us salvation and firm confidence at the more terrible universal tribunal of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's salt. That's salt of the earth right there. You know, the salt has lost its saltiness anymore. Where would you ever hear an authority of our church? I'm not saying ever, but rarely would you ever hear an authority of the Catholic Church talk about the more terrible universal tribunal of our Lord Jesus Christ. The judgment seat of Christ, how terrifying it is for those who do not know Him, for those who would pinch incense to idols. That's the reality of the times in which we live. We've lost our saltiness. Those who've lost their saltiness, as the scriptures say, are good for nothing except being trodden underfoot of men. That's the reality. We don't want that to be us. We need to be salt. We need to be light. Not your own personal light. What does it say about the light? Not to be put under a bushel. I don't talk about my faith when I'm around people. That's when you're supposed to talk about your faith. You're supposed to put your faith on a lampstand so it lightens up everybody. So it lightens up everybody and they can look at you and see your light and say that they may see your good works and glorify your fathers in heaven. Not glorify you, but glorify your Father in heaven. This is the reality of our faith. This is being salt and light. In the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost.